Hello everyone, we are ready for our next, but also the last presentation in the parallel session. I welcome Yoichi Kayama to present his work to us.
Hello. This is the last presentation of this conference. So my name is Yoichi Kayama, and a member of OSGO JP and many members of GIS in Japan, and contributor of QGIS. So this Tokyo Metropolitan Government published a lot of data, and they have many data and make a law using open data, government and public people. Since 2017, they has been hosting a contest to compete to how to use open data every year. So the 2017, several themes were presented, and there was a theme to make it easier to find public toilets. So I thought that the toilet search system could be created using a phosphosis tools. If there are toilet location data was published, so I searched Tokyo Metropolitan Government open data portal site, maybe using a CCAN, and there is four toilet data set in Tokyo archive. And the Metropolitan Government has their utilities building the toilet. And the city of Shinagawa and Taito and Suginami, I forgot right here, has their toilet information. Each data had coordinated, so I can make a such system. But those data had a different attribute as format. This is a format of Metropolitan Government data. There are the name and floor, toilet name, and latitude, longitude, and coordinate system. Their character is in Japanese, maybe you can't understand, and door type and the some information about barrier-free information about the toilet. And there are links to the picture of a toilet. So I arranged this data in database and search system, making a search system using special information. Using phosphosis tools is a very good idea. But this is another data at Shinagawa City. There are, very difficult. Metropolitan government data has many columns, but Shinagawa City has simple data. And there is a Taito city. Taito is nearby Akihabara or Asakusa. Asakusa includes Asakusa. many foreign people together. And there are many simple format, latitude and longitude, address and name of the toilet. So different format of data, how to use normalization is very difficult. So I made separated attached to data at a Google spread in loading a Google spread different seat loading and make index data it has latitude and longitude and seat name and index. So we can search that toilet in the in this index, and reference different seat. I made index data using QGIS at a Voronoi diagram, using a toilet location and search for public toilets. So set Voronoi diagram to geo server. It is a server of using we can use this server WMS WFS. So if we had some special location data. Query this geo server, get future info, query with location, and return is result is coordinates of polygon and index to toilets data, seat name and index. The toilet index information contains the name of the seat referenced and the index of the data in it. So this is the result of get future info. And different seats has different attribute data structure, but we get such a data using JSON. So it is easy to display it. So such mechanism I created is address string or location info and such a Voronoi, and there are different seat and get a result. I had to create a user interface for this mechanism. Required the ability of the user this function on a smartphone, and usage is not complicated. I thought it would be nice to create a toilet search system using the message application for smartphones that many people use. In Japan, cold line messaging system, many users, many people using, but it is not popular in Europe or States. Many users use Line on smartphone, and they post text or location data. And we can post text or location information and picture or a movie or voice in the line. In line, we can create a program called chatbot. Chatbot is a auto-replying program in line. So if I This program returns many information, text or HTML or movie or picture can return. So that if I send location information to a chatbot online, such a from nearby turrets using that location and display result. So making I made this system at PHP program. So this program published as a chatbot, and so we can use this program input line and output to line this mechanism. So I have prepared two ways to enter location information. The first is using GNSS. So using smartphone, and we can use the GNSS location data. In line, click this. This is the location information, and display maps, and specified where. Then call using this latitude and longitude, and using and return here is the toilet information. And the second method is input address strings. Now it is used only Japanese. Sorry, and into using these strings and geocoding. So return such threat information we can. System configuration is using from GNSS or text address text and search to Borodin polygon and get public toilet information and return. This is a very simple. Toilet data displayed such. Format. Sorry, this is all Japanese. And there is many text in and link to toilet picture. So some people use in toilet using a wheelchair or using equipment is lying baby bed. So in Japan, Japanese public toilet have many variety of equipment with. So some people want fair toilet has a baby bed or can use a wheelchair, wants no. So we can search in this system such a toilet with or without such equipment. Equipment. So this is a system using here, using a result, and we can see at a map. And what was the result of the contest? This is awards people. I'm not in. but judges comment my system. This is a very good system, but not good map. So if your map is excellent, I had awarded. They say. So problem and assurance, and so I can this system can search toilet using only special information location, and there are no ability of a conditional search is not implemented. And use of transportation means not implemented. And this is very most important things, not internationalized. So if you want to Tokyo, if you want to use this system, first learning Japanese. So, and there are few toilets, the data of Tokyo, and the data of three cities. This year, Tokyo Metropolitan Government published data including toilet data of railways operator. That data is a very huge data. So if I implement use this data is more useful, making more useful system. And this that system is my first system using LINE chatbot. So I study how to make a chatbot. Now I make a new application using LINE chatbot as the system department. This is a when disaster happened. And making a report from the disaster area system. And many people post how about your area using LINE. And this result is in Google spreadsheet. And and other people can see how about there and where is the disaster area. And so yesterday, Japan had Kyushu area at very big, huge rain. And had some disaster. So yesterday, many people are using this system. So conclusion: we have data with the location and host for the. It is easy to create searching tools. There are many useful tools in host for the, and we can easily create a data management mechanism using cloud service. Such as a Google spreadsheet, making own database is some jobs need, and we can easily create a user interface with a LINE chatbot. Chatbot has a simple interface, but if I made a special interface program. And many users must install it is a very hard. line is many people using in Japan. And it is difficult for us to internationalize the system, as data is not internationalized. So if we made internationalized system in Japan, such data or internationalized or make data to internationalize is must have our work. So, thank you. And I am not good at listening and speaking English. If you have a question, please slowly and simply. Thank you.
Thank you, Yuichi. I just noticed that he was finished without any warning, almost to the second. So no wonder Japan is so much ahead of us. So if you have any questions, we have 5 minutes and then we'll have a coffee break down the hall. So just give your best shot in a simple English for Yuichi.
But he can translate.
I have the first question for you. Meanwhile, how many toilets are in Tokyo?
How many?
Not exactly, but like tens, hundreds, thousands.
Oh, many. This data has about 1,000. But maybe more than 10,000.
Have I heard correctly, 10,000 toilets in Tokyo? Public toilets, right? Public. Wow. How many people live in Tokyo?
Million? Oh, bit. 1,000,000. 10 million. 10 million.
Whoa, okay. They cut us out. Do we have other questions? I have one question for you again. How do you know how accurate is the location when you send it in the message? So you send a message with a location. How do you trust that the location is accurate? I mean, how exact is the location? I mean, can you, let's say, control or record the accuracy or the error, the horizontal error? Because we know that with a smartphone, sometimes you can be hundreds or maybe even kilometers away if the sensor is not good enough. Or maybe if you are among high buildings, or Tokyo is quite a good example, you'd be like in mountains there, right? So how do you record the error of the location?
And in Japan, GNSS data, smartphones location data, GNSS is only using a smartphone GNSS data, using with Wi-Fi data. So in buildings, sometimes very good using Wi-Fi's point data is usually, but there are sometimes I have a Wi-Fi router with a mobile. It has illegal position data. So my mobile router is on, and where I acquired acquire the location data is my office. Well, so it is not good position data. But posting GNSS data is inline. There is a display maps. So we can collect about if using maps.
Thank you so much, Oichi. And toilets maybe look something like not of interest, but this is should be on the emergency system. So you should know exactly where the toilet is. You don't have to make a mistake. All right. Thank you, Oichi.